Joining me on Cardio's Afternoon News Studio, Mr. Max Cupp, who is Program Officer for Council of Neighbors and Organizations. Yes, it is Kono Day. Welcome, Max.
Thanks, Ted. Thanks for having me.
Glad to have you here. It's a treat to be meeting you for the first time. Let's talk about your role. You've been with Kono for a couple of years, and you are the program officer, so are you making the magic happen?
Oh, absolutely. I do about a million different things.
Wow.
One of those includes managing all of the HOA issues in our city.
Yeah, that's got to be a big job.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm sure there are plenty of them.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, I think people have mixed feelings about HOAs wherever you go.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah,
you know, they're a great way to build community. At the same time, they can be abused.
They can. And sounds to me like Kono has sort of mastered the art of being involved and helping to mediate and to de-escalate when there are problems and help them grow and thrive and be good organizations for their neighborhoods.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, our goal is just to help empower neighborhoods to be able to advocate on their own behalf, to function well, and to govern themselves.
Sure. Well, we're here today to kind of take a look at the future. And when I say that, I mean what's coming up in 2020 for Kono. Plus, you have a couple of events in December yet. And as always, community is invited.
Absolutely. So first off, we have the holiday party on December 18th at the Kono office. That's 1506 North Hancock Avenue. It's a great time to meet your local elected officials, meet members of your local government. Neighborhoods and neighbors are invited. It's really a great time to just build those connections and just build a network. And then the future, we've got a lot going on. We run a community advocate training in Southeast Colorado Springs, and we actually just finished graduating a class in November. We have 39 graduates, and we're going to be doing another class in January.
Talk about that training. What does that help to teach people? And then you're sending them out armed with that information. And what does it help them to accomplish for their communities?
Yeah. So basically, the goal of the training is to empower neighbors, specifically our Southeast neighbors, to be able to advocate on their own behalf within local government, within nonprofit, even within the for-profit realm. So we bring in officials within those different fields, such as development, urban planning, health equity, and we have those advocates actually learn about the topic and then connect with those individuals. That way, you know, it's not just about what you know, it's about who you know as well. We bring those two together.
Very prosperous times for our city, and very often a place like Southeast Colorado Springs can be left out, but they're not. They are working very hard there. I'm very fortunate to know some of the folks, Taj Stokes among them, and you're mm-hmm. smiling because you know him.
Oh, yeah.
He's one of my favorite people in the world. He's doing amazing things there to help people there own their own businesses and succeed and thrive as entrepreneurs, among other things. That lifts the economic boat. That gets commerce jump-started down there. But it is also a community in transition. Mm-hmm. There is some gentrification happening there, and that has caused some concern for some of the long-standing residents. There is a natural fear, I think, of gentrification, where older folks who may not be able to afford the taxes if their property values go up may have to move out. And that's one of the things that is often a subject for discussion. So in this training that you're doing, mm-hmm. Are you teaching people how to deal with that and work with things like that happening in their community?
Yeah, absolutely. So gentrification is a topic that absolutely comes up because it's alive and well in different areas of our city, but especially Southeast is kind of ripe for that at the moment. One of the things that we are doing is bringing in those community development, the people who are in charge of, you know, community development block grants, in addition to economic development professionals, to meet with our advocates, to train them about, you know, what does gentrification look like and how can you actually ensure that the community benefits from that growth that does occur, those existing residents? So that's absolutely a part of it.
So among the many things that Council of Neighbors and Organizations does, you have 2020 coming up and you have lots of different events and gatherings, and there'll be Neighbor Up Month coming up in September. And gosh, that was a great time this year. Lots going on, and as always. Between then and now, what's going on?
Yeah, absolutely. So Neighbor Up Month will be September 2020. Between now and then, we got a lot of neighborhoods that we need to schedule some block parties and neighborhood cleanups with. But in the meantime, we still have our traditional HOA programming where we have HOA law days, insurance days. But then we have a couple of other things going on. You know, we're still running our community advocate training. We're actually still accepting applications for our January session, and that's January through March. And then we have a couple of other things that we're working on in terms of we're working on a community investment trust for Southeast Colorado Springs, which we could probably do a whole show about at some point.
Yeah.
And then our traditional programs of helping neighborhoods throw block parties, helping them with cleanups, and making sure that neighbors are just getting out and connecting with one another.
That's key. Neighborhoods and neighbors connecting.
Exactly.
That makes community, and that is what CONO is all about. Council of Neighbors and Organizations Program Officer, Mr. Max Cupp, we thank you for spending a couple of minutes with us here on KRDO's Afternoon News. If those of you who want to engage with CONO would like to do that, Max, how would you suggest that folks do that?
Yes, please visit our website. It's cscono.org. That's cscono.org. You can always reach us in the office. Our phone number is 471-3105, or feel free to reach out to us at any of the numerous community events. We also have a Facebook page where we post lots of community events where people can get engaged with their local officials.
A very active Facebook page indeed, and that's Council of Neighbors and Organizations.
Yes, sir.
On Facebook. Perfect. Max, thank you again for being here.
Thanks, Ted.